It is so good to enjoy the presence of the Lord.
能够享受主的同在是非常的好。
Our Lord in the New Covenant is someone whom we can all draw close to.
在新约里头的主是一个我们都能够接近的主。
We not only talk about Him and pray to Him.
我们并不仅仅是向他祷告或者是谈论他。
And we know actually He is alive in us.
事实上我们知道他在我们之中活着。
And ever since we received him as our savior,
当我们接受他成我们个人救主的时候。
And we know that he will come to abide in us always.
我们知道他会来到我们里头在我们之中永远。
He will not leave us nor forsake us.
他永远不会离开我们也不会抛弃我们。
And he will keep us in his love and in his presence.
他会一直让我们在他的爱与同在之中。
And until the time we recognize his lordship,
直到我们能够承认他在我们身上的主权。
That he is not only our savior,
他不仅仅是我们的救主。
But he is our lord,
他还是我们的主。
When we honor him as our lord,
当我们承认他是我们的主的时候。
And then we know that our life has grown quite a bit.
那我就知道我们的生命已经成长了不少。
And because now we know that in all things he shall be responsible for us.
我们就知道在每一件事上他都负我们的责任。
Before we knew him, we go here and there at will.
当我们认识他之前，我们自己照我们的意思走到这儿，走到那儿。
And we do this and that at will.
我们照我们自己的意思做这个，做那个。
But now that we recognize that Jesus Christ is our Lord.
但是现在我们承认耶稣基督是我们的主。
And then we will first consult him.
那我们第一件事就会先请教主。
Oh Lord.
Oh, 主啊。
You are near me.
哦，你很靠近我。
And you have given me life.
你给我生命。
Now I want to live this way.
哦，现在我要这样活。
What do you think?
你认为如何？
When we talk about walking in the light,
当我们谈论到在光中行走
，and actually it is very very simple.
这是一件非常简单的事，其实。
Because the light is none other than Jesus Christ Himself.
因为这个光就是耶稣基督的本身。
And He is alive in us.
他在我们之中活着。
Walking in the light simply means to follow Jesus.
在光中行走就是指跟随。耶稣
And when he is in us shining as the bright light.
当他在我们中间的时候他就像光一样的发光。
And when we recognize this light in us.
当我们认识到这个在我们里头的生命。
Then we know which way to take.
我们就知道要走哪一条路。
It is that simple.
就是这么的简单。
If you recognize him as your Lord.
如果我们承认他是我们的主。
If you know that he has this characteristic of the light,
我们知道如果他有这个光的特性
and then you just walk in it,
我们就只要在这个里头行走
those who walk in the light have peace,
当你在光中行走的时候你就有平安
those who walk in the light have joy,
在光中行走的人就有喜乐
because the opposite of it is walking in darkness,
因为这个的相反就是在黑暗中行走
No one can have peace and joy when they are walking in the dark.
没有人能够有平安与喜乐当你在黑暗中行走的时候。
But today we shall see how this light come about into our life.
但是今天我们要看看这个光是如何来到我们的生命中。
Especially when we have heard some good messages recently.
特别是在我们最近听到了一些很好的道。
And we are told to be the light.
我们道中教我们说我们要成为这个光。
And we are instructed to shine forth the light.
我们被教导我们要发出这个光来。
And how shall we do it?
我们该如何做呢?
And yes, the book of Matthew speaks of this light as doing good work.
是的,在马太福音中说要发出这个光要做好行为。
And but what is this good work that we shall all do?
但是这个好行为是什么呢?
And so therefore we must come to look at how Jesus Christ has brought this light onto the earth.
我们来看看耶稣基督是如何把这个光带到世界上来。
And how he is to bring this light into our hearts.
他如何把这个光带到我们的心中。
And so now let us open the Bible.
我们现在打开圣经。
someone may feel like the program sheet is the Bible.
很多人认为这个节目单就是圣经。
And you know, I don't always speak in this meeting.
你们知道我并不常常我不在这个聚会中。
And I don't always stay in St. Gabriel either.
我也不是一直在 St. Gabriel 教会。
Sometimes I travel to some other churches.
有时候我到别的教会去传道。
And actually, there are many churches I have visited.
事实上我到很多教会中讲过道。
But I discovered this one thing.
我发现这一件事。
There are some churches who, the children of the Lord who attend meetings without the Bible.
我们发现很多聚会中神的子女们没有带圣经。
And, a lot of big churches nowadays has a big screen with the Bible verses printed on it.
很多很大的教会现在有这个荧幕上面会把圣经的经节打在上面。
And so it helps many children of God, to find the verse right away.
这会帮助很多神儿女，你可以马上找到需要的经节。
And there are other church meetings that I attended.
有一些教会的聚会。
That they don't have such service for them.
他们没有这种投影机的服事。
In fact, some churches don't even have a program sheet printed for them.
有些教会甚至没有节目单。
And those people will find the verse from the Bible.
这时候这会众就必须从圣经里头找到。
Now it is strictly my personal opinion.
这是仅仅是我个人的。
Those children of God can find the verses from the Bible are stronger Christians.
我发现能够在圣经上自己找到经节的基督徒是比较灵敏比较坚强的基督徒。
And those churches who demand every child of God to know the Bible verses from the Bible, have stronger services.
我认为能够这个教会如果能够要求你教神的儿女从圣经里头发现经节，这个教会就有比较强的灵敏的服事。
Now we're in the New Testament time.
现在我们是在新约。
Which means there is no requirements of the law.
事实上表示说没有律法的要求。
So I cannot establish Fendi Cruz law here.
所以我不能够完成说这是 Fendi 的要求。
But if I may suggest this.
如果我可以做这个建议。
Attend church with your Bible in hand.
把你的圣经带来聚会。
And the program sheet is just to help some of the ones who are perhaps new believers cannot find the verses easily.
这个节目单只是帮助初信的人，初信的弟兄姊妹还没有办法很快的找到圣经节。
And so we printed some for us.
所以我们准备了一些。
But it's not meant to be our crutch.
所以这可是我们并不是说让我们大家都使用这个。
So that people just lean on it all the time.
所以大家就完全的依赖这个节目单。
And so I digressed a little bit.
所以我们现在就。
But I hope that our church will become strong.
我认为我希望我们的教会能够变得更强，在灵里。
And each Christian will know the words of God very, very thoroughly.
每一个基督徒都能够详细的认识神的话语。
And so if you are willing,
所以如果你愿意
say amen.
说 amen.
Bring your Bible.
把你的圣经拿出来。
And now let us open the Bible.
我们现在把圣经打开。
To the verse that our brother has just read for us.
我们读这个我们刚读过的这个经节。
And that is Isaiah chapter 60.
以赛亚书第六十。
And we will read verse 19.
第十九节。
And it is a verse that brings us so much hope.
这是给我们带来这么多希望的一个经节。
And strength and joy.
还有力量，还有喜乐。
And for it says, no longer will you have the sun for light by day.
日头不再做你白昼的光。
Nor for brightness will the moon give you light.
月亮也不再发光照耀你。
But you will have the Lord for an everlasting light.
耶和华却要做你永远的光。
And your glory, and your God for your glory.
你神要为你的荣耀。
And there are at least three kinds of lights mentioned here.
至少有三种光在这里提到了。
Two are of the nature.
两种是自然造出来的光。
And the unique one is of supernatural.
另外一只光是超现实。
超自然。
超自然。
And the sun and moons are the light in the nature.
日月的光是自然的光。
But when the Lord becomes our life, we know we have received a miracle.
当耶和华成为我们光的时候，我们就知道我们得到了一个神迹。
And but then the metaphor here is just to show us a comparison.
这里只是要显示一个比较。
And the light of the sun shines from the sun.
我们知道，这个日头的光从太阳发出来。
And the light of the moon is reflected off the moon.
月亮的光是从太阳的光反射而来的。
So one is a light source.
所以一个是光源。
And the other is just a reflector.
另外一个只是反射的工具。
And it is to symbolize our relationship with Jesus Christ.
这也是可以用来表彰我们与耶稣基督的关系。
If Jesus Christ has become our light,
如果耶稣基督成为我们的光,
then we become the light bearer.
那我们就成为这个带光的这个。
And when our heart is all polished shiny with by the cleansing of the blood,
当我们的心被这个宝血洗干净发亮的时候,
and then the light dwells in us,
这个光就住在我们的心里,
then we are sort of like a lamb that is being made possible by this light.
那我们就成为一个很像是一个灯, 我们就有可能发光。
When Jesus shines in us,
当耶稣基督在我们里头发光,
then our heart is reflected of his light.
我们的心都就会把这个光反射出去。
And this is the demand of the Lord in the book of Matthew.
这是在马太福音中神对我们的要求。
He wants each one of us to be the light bearer.
主希望我们每一个人都带着这个光。
And also able to reflect his light into the world.
同时也希望我们能够把这个光反射出来，把神的光反射给这个世人。
And as I have started to spoken on the topic in the days of his flesh,
我现在开始讲这些在基督在肉体的日子。
And I think this is a very critical thing that the Lord has done.
我认为这是非常非常重要的事。
And it is the foundation for us Christians to look into.
这是我们基督徒所必须非常重要的基础。
In order to know for sure that we have this eternal light now dwells in us.
为了要能够非常确实地知道我们的身上有这个永远的光。
Because the light source one day would not stay in the heavenly realms.
因为我们知道有一些这个光源并不会再存在。
And the word became flesh and came onto this world.
这个道成肉身他会来到这个世上。
And he declared himself to be the light of life.
他说他自己是生命之光。
And he shines in the world. Now, most people just thought light is a wisdom. And it is a better consultation than our own hearts. And so therefore, we often thought that we receive the light and we need to receive the light again and again.
所以我们认为，我们得到这光，可是我们要一直不断的、重复的得到这光。
And those people think like that often find that they need wisdom.
当你们如此认为的时候，你们常常会，那你们会发现你们也需要智慧。
And so they pray to the Lord, give me more wisdom.
他们就会跟神祷告，给我更多的智慧。
But what Jesus Christ, the Word became flesh, has done,
所以当耶稣基督当这个道成肉身已经完成的时候,
is that he has given us this light once for all.
其实他一次就完全地把这个光已经给我们了。
And he brought the light from heaven onto the earth.
他把这个光从天上带到地上。
And then he was shown the brightest on the cross.
他在十架上展现出这个光亮。
And then that becomes eternal light.
这就成为永远的光。
For everyone who come underneath the foot of the cross,
当任何一个人来到耶稣基督的，来到十架的下面,
and look up onto the Lord who was crucified upon it,
当你在十架下往上看耶稣基督在上面,
and recognize that he is our Savior,
我们就承认他是我们的救主。
He can save us from all darkness by his crucifixion.
借由他钉十字架，他能够拯救我们所有的人。
Then we receive him into our heart and he becomes our light.
我们把他接受到我们的心里, 他就成为我们的光。
And so therefore, we know that we have the light in us.
因此我们就知道我们有这个光在我们里头。
But then we are told that the church is like a lampstand.
我们在圣经上学到, 这个, 教会像灯台。
And yes, these are all true.
这都是对的。
But then let us not look at the church that big first of all.
我们就先不要如此看教会。
But let's make sure each one of us is a little lamb.
我们能够先确定我们每一个人都像是一个小灯。
How bright our church can shine depends on how each one of us can shine.
我们的教会能够发多少光，其实是在乎我们每一个人能够发多少光。
And we hope for the church, our church, to shine the brightest in this neighborhood.
我们希望我们的教会能够在这个邻居，在这个附近能够发光出来。
And if you have the same hope, then you hope that you will shine daily as well.
如果你有这个希望的话，那我们也希望我们每一个人每一天都能够发光。
And if you have this hope, say amen.
Amen.
And this is our hope to shine for the Lord.
这是我们的希望，我们每一个人都希望发光。
And Jesus Christ come onto this earth.
耶稣基督来到这个世上。
In the days of his flesh.
在他肉体的日子。
And he has shown forth the significance of being the light.
他已经展现出来这是如此的重要，成为光。
But then we know also from the book of Matthew.
当我们在马太福音中我们也知道。
The Lord Jesus Christ explained the terms of light.
耶稣基督解释了光。
And before actually he talked about the light,
当他谈论到光的之前
he first talked about the salt.
他先谈论到盐。
So the Lord says, you are the salt, and then you are the light.
所以耶稣基督说你是盐，你先说你是盐，然后才说你是光。
And we know that if you want to be the light,
所以我们知道如果你想要成为光，
And you must first be the salt.
所以你必须要先成为盐。
Now we seldom talk about us being the salt.
我们很少谈论到我们成为盐。
And because we know light is good works.
我们知道，因为我们已经学到了光就是指好行为。
So in these days of revival in the church,
在近日上教会的重生里
I almost can sense that many Christians want to do good works right away.
我可以感觉到很多基督徒想要马上有好行为。
But there is a little warning here.
但是有一个小小的警告。
And we must not separate being the light with being the salt.
我们必须要非常注意到，我们要成为光，但是我们也同时也要成为盐。
Because it is not possible for one to be shining as light without having the taste of the salt.
因为你如果没有盐的味道，你就不可能发出光的光来。
And we can do good works on our own.
我们可以靠我们自己的力量来做好行为。
But we may not have the salty taste on us.
但是我们身上也许没有这个咸味。
And in fact, if we look onto the whole world,
事实上我们看整个全世界
there are many, many people who are doing good works.
有很多很多的人在做这个好行为。
And they are also shining some kind of light.
他们身上也会发一些也会发一种光
But obviously it's not the light that Jesus Christ is talking about.
可是他们发这种光并不是耶稣基督讲的光。
So we see from the Bible that the salt and the light cannot be separated.
所以我们从圣经上学到这个盐跟光是没有办法分开的。
And they are both the reality of the word become flesh.
他们这两个盐和光都是道成肉身的实际。
And we received it already.
我们已经得到了。
And we have it already.
我们已经拥有了。
And just like how we should maintain our heart to be reflective of this light,
就是像我们要我们让我们的心维持我们的心如何能够成为光的反射。
We should maintain our entire being to be like the salt.
我们也同时也必须让我们整个人像盐一样。
And so how can we be the salt?
我们该如何成为这个盐呢?
And we talk about the salt and the light are the realities of the word became flesh.
我们谈论到光跟盐，我们说这是道成肉身的实际。
And because of the limitation of time,
因为时间的限制
，I just have to can briefly explain what the salt is.
我只能很快的讲盐是什么。
And according to the Jewish custom,
根据犹太人的习俗
，and which comes from the Jewish law,
根据犹太人的律法而来。
And the salt is used for two occasions.
盐在两种状况下使用。
Actually more, but then these two main ones.
事实上有很多种使用，但是这两个是主要的。
And the first one is that when they offer meat sacrifices,
当他们献这个肉为他们的祭物的时候
Very good, 祭牲啊。 And they have to, all the meat sacrifices must have salt on it.
这些祭牲都必须有盐在上头。
And the other thing is that when a newborn, little Jewish baby is born,
当犹太的小婴儿生出来的时候
，And they have to rub the babies with salt to cleanse the baby.
他必须用盐来抹这个小婴儿。
And so, what is this salt?
这个盐到底是指什么呢
？It simply means two things.
这个盐就是指两件事。
When you have brought a new life before the Lord,
当你把新的生命带来神的面前时
，And then offer it up to the Lord.
把它或者是把它交付给神的时候
，salt comes with it.
盐必须要一起。
Whether it is a sacrifice of some kind,
不管是任何祭物
or a baby of some kind,
甚至是一个小婴儿
both of them requires salt.
这两个祭物都必须要有盐
And this salt speaks of a relationship with God.
盐说到了与神的关系
And when you spend time before the Lord by offering yourself up,
当我们在神面前我们要把我们自己献上的时候
Through such offering and such close relationship with the Lord,
经由这种献祭还有如此亲密的关系与神
More you have contact with the Lord,
当你与神的接触更多的时候
In your inner offering,
在我们内心里的献祭的时候
Then you become salty,
我们就有这个咸味
Sacrifice have salt,
这个献出的祭物有盐
New life, new baby has salt.
新的生命，新的小婴儿也有盐
And both offerings recognize God as their Lord and Master.
这两个献祭都承认神是他们的主
And that is where salt is used.
这就是盐在这里 是如此使用的
That is where salt is required.
这是盐是为何是必须的
So for us Christian today,
对我们今日的基督徒而言
The reality of Jesus Christ are twofold
在耶稣基督是两件事的实际
The reality
主
主耶稣基督的实际
主耶稣基督的实际
有两面
两面
two aspects and the inside part is about us our relationship with the Lord
里头的部分是我们跟主的关系
More you learn to offer yourselves up every day
我们越学到我们每一天把我们献给神
More salty you are
我们就越有这个咸味
Not only you are salty
不仅仅是你有这个咸味
But you can bring salt to others
你也可以把这个咸味带给你附近的人
You know salt and sugar may look the same
你知道盐跟糖可能看起来一样
But they taste very different.
但是他们吃起来味道很不同。
Their strength is different.
他们的强度也不一样。
The Lord is not asking us to be sugar.
神没有叫我们去成为糖。
The Lord is telling us that we are the salt.
神说我们是盐。
Why?
为什么呢
？Because each day as we rise in the morning.
因为每天早上我们起床的时候
，Before we think of ourselves shining for the Lord for the rest of the day.
我们每天早上起来，当我们先想到我们要为神发光之前
，We offer ourselves as the living sacrifice to Him.
我们把我们自己成为活祭献给他。
Such offering of yourself gives us a lot of salt.
把我们自己献给神，就给我们很多盐。
So when you walk into the world,
当我们走入这个世界的时候
，You not only bring salt into the world.
你不仅仅是把这个盐带到世上。
You preserved the environment that you go.
我们也把这个环境，把我们要走的周围环境给保存起来。
Now, if salt has lost its taste,
如果盐失去盐的味道
then a Christian may just like any ordinary worldly people.
那一个基督徒就只是像世界上所有的人一样。
You walk into the world,
你进入这个世界
then you will be trampled under somebody else's feet.
那你就会被人家所跌倒、绊倒。
But this is the purpose of us Christian is to be salt.
这就是我们基督徒的目的是要成为这个盐。
And we are not to be trampled under by someone else's feet. We are to preserve the people.
我们是要保存人的。
So to be salt is relatively easy, right?
成为盐是还不算太难，对不对？
So if you're ready Every morning you rise up, the first thing is to offer yourself to the Lord.
所以如果你准备好了，你每我们每天早上起来，第一件事就是把我们自己献给神。
Then you are the salt.
我们就成为盐。
If you are the salt,
如果我们是盐
，then the Lord is taken the center place of your being.
那神就来我们中间，成为我们的中心。
Rest assured, you have the light within you.
我们就有这个神的生命。
Your heart is at the right place.
我们的心就是对的地方。
The Lord is at the right place.
神就有这个对的心。
Then whatever the light shines,
所以当每当光要发光的时候
，you are shining.
我们就会发光。
So shall we shine?
我们要不要发光呢
？If you want to shine.
如果你想要发光
，you must first be the salt.
你就先要做盐。
If you want to be the salt.
如果你想要成为盐
，say amen to the Lord.
你就说 amen.
Now today, because I have to go down slowly like this, because a lot of amen you must say.
今天我要很慢慢的说，因为你们要说很多的 amen.
But know that this is not my style today.
你们知道这并不是我平常的习惯。
It is the message we are receiving today.
这是因为我今天的讲到的内容。
Don't say amen when someone else say amen.
不要说 amen， 只是因为你旁边的人说 amen。
Say amen because you really want the Lord.
说 amen 只是当你确实同意你想要神的时候。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So now let us read our main text for the day.
我们今天读我们今天要读的主要的。
Hebrews chapter 5 verses 7 to 9。
希伯来书第五章七到九节。
Now I must explain a little bit why I put the program sheet like this.
我必须要解释一下为什么把我们今天的节目单做成这个。
Because up till yesterday late afternoon, I don't know what to speak.
因为直到昨天的下午，我还不知道我今天要讲什么。
I have a lot of light in my heart.
我心中有很多的光。
But they are bouncing everywhere without one focus.
但是他们。闪来闪去，没有一个焦点。
So I put all the lights on the paper.
所以我把所有的光都放在节目单上。
And then you see so many verses.
所以你就看到这么多的经节。
But you know what? Actually, it is a good message right here on the program already.
事实上，这节目单上的经节非常的好。
But I assure you, I won't use all the verses today.
那我跟你保证，我没有办法用所有的经节。
Because as a speaker, I must focus the light a little bit so that we won't.Be like, wow.
因为成为今天讲道的人，我必须把这个光聚焦一点，免得。
And so the focus we should all put on is on Hebrews again, chapter 5, verses 7 through 9.
所以这么多光的焦点就是在希伯来书第五章七到九节。
And from this we shall learn three things.
从这里我们学到三件事。
But let us first read them together.
我们先一起读它。
In the days of his flesh.He offered up both prayers and supplications with loud crying and tears to the one able to save him from death. And he was heard because of his piety. Although he was a son, he learned obedience from the things which he suffered. And having been made perfect, he became to all those who obey him the source of eternal salvation. This is so precious because we know that the Lord came as a flesh on the earth.
这是对我们而言是如此的宝贵，因为我们知道神来到世界成为光。
Before the Lord can be the Lord and Savior to anybody,
当主成为救主而能够拯救所有人之前
，and he has to prove himself being the Son of God and being the salt before the Father.
他必须要先证明他是神的儿子，而且是这个盐。
And then he must demonstrate himself how to shine, to walk in the Father's will.
他必须展现他自己要如何发光，而且必须如何在神的旨意里头来行走。
Now in the gospel books, we only see the scenes that the Lord prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane.
所以在福音书里头，我们只看到他在祷告。
And then, of course, every time when before the Lord do good works, we know he always go out to pray first.
我们知道每一次当主他要做好行为之前，他一定先祷告。
And so, therefore, us the same way, right?
所以我们也是这样子，对不对
？We pray, we offer ourselves, and then we go to do good works.
我们祷告，然后把我们自己献上，然后我们到外头去有好行为。
But then the book of Matthew explains this more thoroughly.
但马太福音里头解释的更为详细。
Particularly in this paragraph, he spoke of how the Lord has become all that he is.
所以我们在这里说到了神解释了他到底是什么。
And what is he?
他是谁?
And the book of John speak of him to, he is the only begotten son.
约翰福音里头说到了,他是神的独生爱子,
who comes to explain the Father.
他来到是为了表明父神,
he comes to explain the nature of God.
他来是要表明父神的属性,
and Jesus Christ come to do one thing.
耶稣基督来到世上是做一件事,
and he is to demonstrate to us how it is possible to have such close relationship with God the Father.
他来了是为了介绍如何才能够与父神有如此紧密的关系。
How is it possible to shine to glorify his Father on earth?
如何能够发光然后来荣耀父神。
And so therefore he comes, took on a bodily form.
因此他来到世上成为肉身。
And this passage explains the days of his flesh.
这一段圣经解释了他在肉体的时候。
And the Lord has shown us three things from this passage.
在这一段圣经里头他展现了三件事。
The first thing is how the Lord lived a hidden life in God.
第一件事是展现了耶稣基督是如何在神里头活着一个隐藏的生活。
And the second thing is how Jesus shone forth as the light of the world.
第二件事是说他如何发光而成为世上的光。
And the third thing, the most important thing to us,
第三件事也是最重要的对我们而言。
What is the significance of his flesh to us who follow him?
他的耶稣基督的肉体对我们基督徒而言,对我们跟随基督人而言有何等重要性?
有什么重大的意义? Great in every respect.
这非常重要,在任何方面而言都非常重要。
And because he is the true one.
因为他是那个真实的那一位。
And to shine forth the light of God,
想要把神的光发出来,
it means one, to do good works, right?
这是指说你必须要做一件好行为,对不对?
But the other thing is to testify him.
第二件事是为他做见证。
To shine forth the light of Jesus Christ means to testify God and to do good works.
像耶稣基督一样的发光是为了第一个展现神,第二个想要为他做见证。
And this is what we're supposed to take from this message.
这是我们必须应该要从这段圣经节中得到的。
And to testify who God is.
去做见证。
To do good works as what God does.
要做有好行为就像神这样做。
But then we shall quickly moving on.
我们就很快地继续。
The book of Hebrews not only has given us these three.
希伯来书不仅仅是给我们这三件事。
But he has set us all in the right platform so that we can receive what he has finished in the flesh.
所以这三件,他也准备好我们如何才能够得到这三件事。
And this passage tells us that the Lord has become, when he has done all that in the flesh, then he has become our eternal salvation.
这段圣经说到他已经完成的时候,他就成为我们跟随他的人永远得救的根源。
And Hebrews chapter 10 verse 10,
希伯来书第十章十节,
and says that we have been sacrificed through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ and we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all.
我们凭着旨意靠耶稣基督只一次献上他的身体就得以成圣。
And so eternal salvation speaks of us being saved.
所以永远的救恩说我们已经得救。
By the offering of the Jesus Christ body once for all, we are being sanctified.
当耶稣基督只一次献上他的身体,我们就得以成圣。
And so the third thing is in chapter 10 verse 14, it says that by one offering he has perfected for all times those who are sanctified.
希伯来书十章十四节里头讲到,因为他一次献祭,便叫那得以成圣的人永远完全。So by
Jesus offer himself as the sin offering to the Lord,
当耶稣基督把他自己成为赎罪祭时,
he has at least at one time accomplished three things for us.
他至少一次完成了三件事。He
caused us to be saved.
他让我们得救。And
to be sanctified.
使我们成圣。
And be perfected.
而且完全,
all at once.
就这么一次,
He, by offering himself at one time,
他就为用他自己来献祭，就这么一次。
We are all placed on the right foundation before God.
我们就放在，我们已经都在这个对的基础，在神面前这个对的基础
上。That each one of us by his blood,
我们每一个人靠着他的宝血。
We can come anytime before God the Father.
我们可以随时的来到父神面前。
And God will look at us as someone who is saved already.
神会看我们就像是我们已经得救。
Someone who is one with his son sanctified already.
我们已经从他的儿子已经成圣，已经成圣。
That someone by the coming through of the blood is just like someone who is as perfect as his son already.
父神看我们就像因为我们兼有这个保险我们就已经像他的爱子一样的。
When a newborn baby is born into anyone's household,
当我们之中任何一家有新的小婴儿诞生时
,That is what his parents thinking.
这就是他的父母这样如此的认为。
Oh, thank God I have a healthy baby.
哦谢谢神我有一个健康的小孩。
Saved.
得救了。
Thank God this baby is mine.
哦、谢谢主这个小孩是我的。
And has the one same life as mine.
与我有一样的生命。
Sanctified.
成圣。
And perfect is rather a feeling, isn't it?
就是非常非常好的感觉对不对
For no human being realize himself as perfect.
因为没有一个人能够承认他自己是完全。
It is beyond anybody's imagination that we are perfect.
我们怎样也无法想象我们居然是完全的。
It's hard to accept ourselves most of the time, because we won't forgive ourselves because we don't think we are perfect.
这对我们而言是很难想象，因为我们没有办法原谅自己，我们没有办法想象我们自己居然是完美的。
But then when we look at the newborn baby,
当你看这个新生的婴儿时
，all parents look at the baby perfect.
每一个人看这个新生的小孩都说啊、哦，他是完美的。
God looks at us as someone saved, sanctified, perfect.
神看我们也是这样，就像我们已经成圣，我们已经是这么的完全，就像小婴儿一样。
This is the beginning of us all Christians in Christ.
这就是我们在基督里的起头。
Because we are saved, sanctified, and perfect.
因为我们得救，我们成圣，我们也完全。
Therefore, we can go on as the salt and go on as the light.
所以我们可以继续成为盐以及成为这个光。
And not only so,
不仅仅如此
but all the promises that God has in his son for us,
神在他儿子身上所有的应许
it is potentially for us to inherit.
这对我们而言都有可能我们都可以得到继承。
And if there is a little boy walking by,
如果有个小男孩经过
I may love this little boy.
我可能很喜欢这个小男孩。
And I may favor this little boy.
我可能喜爱这个小孩。
But this little boy can never inherit my inheritance.
但这个小孩没有办法继承我的所拥有的。
But when I have a son,
当我有一个儿子
who is saved, sanctified, and perfect in my eyes,
当我有这个儿子在我的眼中他已经得救。成圣而且完成完美的时候完全
Whether he comes before me or not
不管他有没有来到我眼前
I always hope that he will inherit all that good things that I have for him
对我的儿子而言我永远都希望他能够继承我所有的好的东西
So to be children of God is a great, great privilege
所以能够成为神的儿子是一个非常非常好的特权
That we have the potential to inherit all that God has
所以我们就可以得到，我们就可以有这个可能性来继承所有神所有的东西。
But before we talk about, you know, inheriting,
当我们谈到继承这件事情
，Let us come back to the days of his flesh.
我们先回到他在肉体的日子。
And how Jesus Christ prayed.
我们看看耶稣基督是如何的祷告。
Jesus offered up both prayers and supplications with loud crying and tears to the Father.
我们知道耶稣基督他祷告的时候大声哀哭流泪祷告。
And you know, it is not ordinary for people to pray like this.
我们知道我们平常并不如此祷告。
In fact, even though we are saved as Christians,
事实上即使我们得救成为基督徒
And it is easier for us to do than to pray.
我们做一件事总是比祷告简单。
And when we get up, before we think of praying, we have done a lot of works already.
当我们即使是想到祷告之前，我们其实已经做了很多事。
It is in the nature of man to do than pray.
这是我们的天性，我们喜欢做事情，而不是喜欢祷告。
But Jesus Christ, the eternal light, is different.
但是我们知道耶稣基督永恒的光是不同的。
Not only he pray,
他不仅仅是祷告。
But he pray with loud crying and tears.
他不仅仅是祷告，我们知道他大声哀哭，流泪祷告。
And you know, a son of God so noble and glorious.
如此荣耀，如此尊贵的神的儿子。
And he can send legions of angels to do all the work for him so easily.
他可以把用天使来帮他完成所有的工作，如此的容易。
And he has such power all in his hands.
他的手上就已经有如此的能力。
How come he needs to pray like this?
他为什么还要这样的祷告？
Well, that speaks of something very precious about Jesus Christ, the salt.
这里头说到了耶稣基督非常非常重要的一件事。
Because he is to offer himself as a sin sacrifice.
因为他把他自己献为一个赎罪祭。
He took on the sinful flesh, the likeness of the sinful flesh.
他把他这个有罪的肉身。
不是，他取了一个最深的形状。
他取了最深的形状。
And then he come by this likeness of the sinful flesh, he comes before the Father.
他以这个最深的形状来到父神的面前。
He knows what the mighty God is.
他知道伟大的神是什么。
And he suddenly feel that all the power he has cannot compare before the God, the Father.
他就了解到不管他有多少能力，他还是不能与父神相比。
And the special terms to describe Jesus here is the weakness of Christ.
这里头这边有个非常非常特别重要的名词来描写他，我们是说耶稣基督的软弱。
You know, we don't pray because we are too strong.
我们知道我们不祷告，因为我们自己太坚强。
We don't pray because we are too wise.
我们不祷告，因为我们认为我们自己太聪明。
But Jesus Christ, he became foolish.
但我们叫耶稣基督，他成为愚拙。
He became weak.
他软弱。
He is weaker than any human being on earth at that point.
在那一个时间之中，他比我们任何一个人都还要软弱。
He cried with loud cries and tears.
他大声哀哭。
You know, we like to sweat.
我们喜欢流汗。
We don't like to tear.
我们不喜欢流泪。
Amen.
Amen.
Not we talk about this characteristic not only about brothers.
我们并不是讲弟兄姊妹身上有这个状况。
Even sisters.
甚至姊妹也是。
Who likes to cry?
谁喜欢哭呢？
Who likes to be weak?
谁喜欢显示出软弱
了？Who likes to feel so vulnerable that I can't do anything but pray?
谁想喜欢跟别人表现说啊、哦，我是如此容易受伤害，我什么事都不能做，只能祷告。
Oh, we cannot save ourselves.
我们自己没办法救自己。
Because we are too strong to come to God.
因为我们太坚强，所以我们不来到神的面前。
We are too wise to come before God.
我们是这么的聪明，我们不需要来神面前。
But Jesus Christ knows one thing.
但是耶稣基督知道一件事。
If he does not come to have close contact with the Father,
耶稣知道，基督知道这一件事。如果他不来到神面前与神有密切的接触，
then nobody can come to the Father.
如果他不这样做，就没有任何一个其他人可以如此做。
He has to pray, "Oh Father, I must come back to you in this form."
他必须大声的哀哭的祷告说：“哦，父神，我必须。”这样祷告。
And he is praying to the one who is able to save him from death.
他向这位能够救他免死的神祷告。
But, and the Bible said, and he was heard.
圣经上说到他的祷告蒙了应许。
How he was heard?
他的祷告如何得到应许？
Didn't Jesus Christ die?
耶稣基督不是已经死了吗？
Didn't Jesus Christ die?You know, laid himself completely open on the cross to offer himself.
耶稣基督不是把他自己完全的放在十架上，把他作为活祭吗？
The Bible says he was heard.
圣经说到他的祷告蒙了应许。
The Father has heard his own son's prayer.
父神听到他自己爱子的祷告。
And he has accepted his son as the sin offering.
他接受了他自己的爱子成为赎罪祭。
The father know what his son wants.
他知道他的神父神知道
他的儿子要。The son know what his father wants.
这个儿子也知道父神要什么。
The son pray.
儿子祷告。
The father heard.
父神听见
and it become possible for all the sinners to follow Jesus Christ all the way before God.
所以我们因为如此，我们所有的罪人都能够跟随耶稣基督来
到神的脚前。A lot of times we pray, but we did not think that our Father has heard.
很多时候我们祷告，但是我们并不相信我们的父神听见。
But our Father heard when we pray like His Son.
但是我们的父神会听见，如果我们能像他的儿子。
What the son has to bear, he still has to bear.
不管他的儿子要承担什么。
But the father has heard.
父神听见了。
He has heard his son so that we can come before the father today so easily.
他听见他儿子的祷告，所以我们今天才能够如此简单的到神面前来祷告。
The father has heard.
父神已经听见了。
So it is possible for us to rise every morning to offer ourselves up to the Lord directly.
就是因为父神听见了，我们才有可能每一天早上，我们可以直接把我们早上起床就把我们奉献给神。
We don't have enough time to talk about Isaiah chapter 66.
我们没有时间来讲以赛亚书第六章。
But last time we talked about from the book of Genesis chapter 3 at the end.
但是上次当我们讲到创世纪第三章
No flesh can come into the garden again to touch the tree of life.
没有一个肉体能够到伊甸园里头来摸生命树。
God has set cherubims and fire and fiery sword to guard the gate.
我们知道神他设置了基路伯还有发火焰的剑。
Any flesh who comes through this gate must die.
所有经过这个门的都会死掉。
No flesh is willing to die.
没有一个肉体想要死
except Jesus Christ, he comes in his bodily flesh.
只有耶稣基督的从他肉体的时候他愿意死
and he is allowing his body to be burned by the consuming fire.
他耶稣基督愿意他的肉身被这个吞灭的火而烧掉
and he is letting his body to be pierced through by the two-edged sword of God.
他愿意他的肉体能够被这个两面的这个刃而穿过。
In order to shed his blood to atone for all our sins.
为了能够让他的血能够散出来拯救我们的罪。
By offering his body once for all.
就献上他的肉体就一次就完成了。
And every flesh that receive his son into us.
每一个肉体都得到了这个神的儿子。
And we can come through his body.
我们可以经由他的身体
by the blood of Jesus Christ
经由耶稣基督的宝血
straight to the presence of God
直接就来到神的面前
more you come before the Father like this
当你常常的来到父神面前像如此的来到父神面
前 more you will have the nature of His Son
你就会越来越像他的儿子
more you offer yourselves up to the Father like this
当你常常的能够把如此的把自己的献给父神
，more you can be salt on the earth，
你就越来越像世上的盐。
And in the days of his flesh，
在他肉身的日子
，Jesus prayed to the one able to save him from death， and he was heard。
耶稣基督向那位能够拯救他免死的祷告，
他的祷告就蒙应。The Bible said because of his piety。
圣经上说到是因着他的虔诚
What is piety?
虔诚是指什么
Piety simply means godly fear
虔诚就是指对神的敬畏
The son loves the father loves the son
子爱父神父神也爱子
Seems like there is no room for fear
既然如此就没有恐惧的空间
But then when the Jesus Christ the son came into the bodily flesh
但我们知道可是当耶稣基督来到这个肉身的以肉身展现的时候
He stood in the position of all flesh
他是代表所有的肉身
Suddenly he has this godly fear for his father
突然间他就有这个对神的敬畏
Who is this son?
这个儿子是谁
He is the radiance of the father's glory
他是父神荣耀所发的光辉。
The exact representation of his nature.
神本体的真相。
On that day, Jesus Christ shined forth this light.
就在那一天，耶稣基督发出了他身上的光。
And this light has a human nature in it as well.
这个光里头还有人性在里头。
If we talk about Christianity, it's all about love.
如果我们讲到耶稣基督是就是关于爱。
We will stay afloat in the clouds all the time.
我们就会永远在上面，在云上一样。
But when we somehow recognize our own sinful nature,
但是当我们认识到自己罪恶的天性的时候，
immediately our feet are touching the ground.
马上的我们的脚就能够碰到地上。
Jesus Christ, he was heard because of his godly fear.
耶稣基督他的祷告能够得到应许，
所以他对神的敬畏。 So that he not only would take us, he not only will come to this earth,
他不仅仅是来到这世上，
but he will sweep us up from the ground and bring us into the heavenly.
他能够把我们扫到，然后把我们一起带到天上。
Jesus Christ has gone through the weakness of the flesh.
耶稣基督经历了肉体的软弱。
And if we appreciate Jesus Christ,
如果我们感谢耶稣基督，
Let us hear what he has to say about himself.
我们来听听他对他自己说了什么。
In the book of John, chapter 5, verses 35 to 37.
在约翰福音第五章35到37节。
Jesus said about John the Baptist, who was doing the good work and testifying for the Son.
耶稣基督说到施洗约翰，他如何为神做好的行为，好的工作。
可见证神的儿子。And the Bible says, He was the Lamb that was burning and was shining, and you were willing to rejoice for a while in His light.
圣经上说到，约翰是点着的明灯，你们情愿暂时喜欢他的光。
But the testimony which I have is greater than the testimony of John.
但我有的比约翰更大的见证。
For the works which the Father has given me to accomplish, the very works that I do testified about me.
因为父交给我要我成就的事，就是我所做的事，这便见证我是父所差来的。
That the Father has sent me and the Father who sent me, he has testified of me.
差我来的父也为我做过见证。
And here we know that the Father testified for the Son testified for the Father.
我们这里知道父为子做见证，子也为父做见证。
But a marvelous thing that Jesus Christ has warned us.
但是这里头非常奇妙的事是
，not chastising us，
并不只是，
不是责备我们，
不责备我们
，but warn us，
警告我们。
And they because human nature likes to look at people who do good deeds.
因为人性喜欢看人有好的作为。
Christian loves good speakers.
基督徒喜欢很会讲道的人。
And we love spiritual people.
我们喜欢属灵的人。
And at the time when John the Baptist was,
就在施洗约翰的时代，
many believers at the time loved and rejoiced John the Baptist's testimony.
那时候很多人都非常享受也喜欢施洗约翰的见证。
But John the Baptist know himself he came to testify for the one to come who is greater than him.
但是施洗约翰知道他来只是为着那位要接着他来而且比他更大的做见证。
And Jesus Christ warned us about his own testimony.
耶稣基督针对他自己的见证也对我们做了这个警告。
John's testimony cannot save us.
施洗约翰的见证并不能够拯救我们。
The best speaker's message cannot save us.
最好的传道人的讲道也不能够救你。
And a lot of Christians like to find good teachers to teach us.
很多好的基督徒想要找好的老师来要教导我们。
And when our heart is excited, then we feel like we are being revived.
当我们的心里头激动的时候，我们就感觉到我们又得到重生了。
But what is revival?
但是重生到底是什么？
Revival is when Jesus Christ is alive in us.
所以复兴是指耶稣基督在我身上。
When we treasure the testimony of Jesus Christ,
当我们珍惜耶稣基督的见证的时候，
more than any other testimony,
胜过其他所有的见证，
then we are revived.
我们就得到复兴。
This is the significance of all the lights that is supposed to shine forth from Christians.
这就是这个光的重要, 从我们身, 所有的基督徒身上发出来。
Doesn't matter what good books we read, doesn't matter what good teachers we heard.
不管我们读了多少好的书, 不管我们听过多少好的老师讲话,
if we have not received these messages from the Lord Jesus Himself, it is no good for us.
如果我们没有从耶稣基督那边亲自得到这个, 这个就对我们没有好处。
The testimony of Jesus Christ is that He is the true light.
耶稣基督的见证就是他是真的光。
He is the light of our lives.
他就是我们生命中的光。
Treasure Him.
珍惜他。
Every day give yourselves to Him.
每一天把我们自己交给他。
Every day follow Him and let Him shine forth from you.
每一天跟随他, 让他在我们身上发光。
And He is going to guide us through.
他就会带领我们。
Now, this is the way for all Christians for 2,000 years.
这对所有的基督徒, 2,000年来基督徒都是这样。
And this is the way for all believers for 4,000-5,000 years.
这对所有信的人, 4,000-5,000年来都是这样。
All that we believe, all that we worship,
所有相信的人, 所有敬拜的人,
is God and God alone.
是神的, 而且是神唯一, 就只是神。
But deep in our heart, we know that our God is the living Jesus Christ.
但是在我们心里深处, 我们知道神就是活的耶稣基督。
He has the complete God's nature.
他有完全神的, 神的神性。
And He has also the complete human nature.
他也有完全的人性。
For in the days of His flesh, He has accomplished all this for us.
因为在他肉身的时候, 他已经完成了, 把这些事情, 所有的事情都成就了。
So that we can be called that we are saved.
所以我们才可以说我们已经得救了。
And we are sanctified.
我们已经成圣。
And we are perfect in the eyes of God.
我们在神的眼中已经完全了。
And lastly, we still have to look at the significance of Christ's suffering.
最后我们还是要讲到这个耶稣基督受苦难的 重要性。
All that Jesus do is to bring us to have a right relationship with Him.
所有耶稣基督做的事都希望我们与他有一个正确的关系。
So that we can be a peculiar people who lives on the earth.
所以我们能够成为在世上很特别的人。
When the whole world is in darkness, we shine.
当所有的世上的人都在黑暗中，我们发光。
When everybody struggle and groping in darkness, we see the light and we have a way to follow.
当所有的人都在黑暗中，我们看到了光，我们可以
But now we want to look at why Christ suffered for all this.
但是我们要看看,
Not only He wants to put us on the right beginning and right foundation,
不仅仅是他需要我们一开始就是对的,
but He is hoping for all of us to have the perfect ending as well.
他也希望我们有一个,
the right beginning is for the right end.
对的开始是为了对的结束。
The good foundation is so that we can build upon it.
好的基础是为了我们有好的建筑在这个基础上。
And the Lord Jesus Christ was willing to suffer for all of us for this potential.
耶稣基督愿意为我们为了这件事而受苦难。
The potential is for us to inherit all the richness in Christ.
他是要我们能够得以继承所有耶稣基督的丰富。
And the book of Hebrews continue to give this short message.
希伯来书里头他给我们讲到这些。
And He admonished us to come through, to enter through the veil.
他叫我们进入这个幔中。
And the veil is the body of Jesus Christ.
这个幔就是耶稣基督的身体。
Everyone who comes through this body is called a child of God.
每一个经过耶稣基督身体就能够成为神的
Everyone who comes through this body is ready to prepare to give himself the offering to God.
每一个经过这个身体的就能够准备好我们自己，把我们自己献给神。
Everyone comes before this through this body is come to serve the living God.
每一个经过这个身体的，我们就准备好来服侍这位活神。
And so, then what?
然后呢？
Then the Lord said, "Now you are ready."
这时候我们主就说，你已经准备好了。
Because now, when we do all these things, we are having the right beginning and we are having the right foundation.
So,
from From this point forth, the Lord can build us up.
从现在开始，神可以建造我们。
Because the foundation is laid.
因为基础已经在那里了。
Then God can work us together.
神能够让我们在我们身上工作。
How is God working us together?
神如何能够让我们一起工作？
Depending on what inner hidden life you have before God daily.
在这必须要靠你在神里头隐藏的生命是如何。
And how can God build us up together?
神如何能够一起同心来一同来建造我们？
Depending on how brightly you can shine.
这必须要看你能够如何的发光。
And the Hebrews chapter 10 verse 24 says this.
希伯来书十章二十四节说道，
Let us consider how to stimulate one another to love.
让我们能够彼此相顾，激发爱心。
And good deeds.
勉励行善。
Without forsaking our own assembling together.
不可停止聚会。
The whole purpose of our assembling.
我们聚会的唯一的目的。
Is to stimulate our love together.
是要为了是要激发我们的爱心。
Is to encourage each other to do good deeds.
彼此鼓励来行善。
And we know love is God himself.
我们知道神就我们知道爱就是神的自己。
Don't just love anything.
不要只是不要爱所有的事。
Our love originates in God.
我们的爱是从神那里来的。
Those who are the true salt of God.
你们如果是神真正的盐，
Love God.
爱神。
What are to do good deeds? Don't just do good deeds.
不要只是仅仅的做好行为。
But good deeds is to testify Jesus is alive in you.
好行为是为了见证神，神在我们身上活着。
To do good deeds is walk in his light.
做好行为就是在他的光中行走。
To good deeds is to shine upon all those who are in darkness.
好行为就是能够照亮那些还在黑暗中的人。
But the important thing is for us never to forget assembling together.
但是重要的是我们永远不要停止聚集在一起。
You don't come to church to 做礼拜。
你不只是来教会，是因为你要来这里做礼拜。
You don't go to meeting because you want to listen to 碧桃姐的交通。
你不仅仅是去聚会，因为你要接受碧桃姐的交通。
You are to come before the living God.
我们是要来到活神的面前。
Anybody could be a vessel for the Lord.
每一个人都能够成为神的器皿。
Don't look at one person over the other person.
我们不要把一个人看得比另外一个人强。
If you have given yourselves to the Lord,
如果我们把我们自己给神，
the Lord can speak to you through a person that you can never imagine he can speak to you.
神能够直接跟你说话，经由一个人你从来无法想象的。
Provided you never forget to assembling.
只要你重要的是你永远不能够停止聚会。
The hymn we sang is a very good hymn.
这个我们今天唱的诗歌是一个非常好的诗歌。
And the last stanza it reads.
最后一段说到，
These prepare us for the sight.
这使我们能以注视。
Of holiness above.
天上圣洁无碍。
The sons of ignorance and night.
无知之民，黑夜之子。
May dwell in the eternal light.
能以住于永远的光。
Through the eternal love.
因有永远的爱。
God is love.
神就是爱。
God is also the light.
神就是光。
Let us have fellowship with him daily by offering ourselves to him.
让我们每一天都能够与神有这个交通。
That he may place us on the right foundation.
他就可以把我们放在对的基础上。
Come away from the Lord knowing that you are saved, you are sanctified, you are perfected.
我们每一天从神那里我们可以知道我们已经得救成圣而且完全。
And ready to follow Jesus wherever he takes you.
我们要跟随主，不管神主把我们带到哪里，我们都要跟随耶稣基督。
And know this one thing.
我们知道这一件事。
Wherever Jesus takes you.
不管基督把耶稣把你带到哪里。
That is the place you will receive his inheritance.
那里就是你会得到从他身上得到他的应许。
Because this is how God is building us up.
因为这就是神是如此建立我们。
So, be happy where you are if you have offered yourself to the Lord.
所以当你把自己献给神，不管你神要把你带到哪里，你都要高高兴兴的。
Each day enter through the veil.
每一天都进入幔内。
And make sure you have all the right foundation.
确定你有正确的基础。
Come away knowing that you are the salt.
我们就知道我们就是这个盐。
Then go outside the camp.
然后就离开营帐。
Follow Jesus everywhere he takes you.
跟随主，不管他带你到哪里。
That is the eternal light that we hope that every one of us may shine forth.
这就是永远的光，我们知道我们每一个人都可以照出来的光。
May God bless us all.
希望主祝福我们每一个人。
Let us sing the hymn 36 again.
我们再唱36节，36首。
我们都一同站起来，我们唱这首诗歌，36首。